Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning from NeoCon 2011 in Chicago, my guest is Cresta Bledsoe, who is the newly appointed Global Creative Director at Millikan. Cresta, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm well. Good to talk to you. Actually, I haven't talked to you since you've gotten this new role. And I know just a little bit of your background. Back before Millikan acquired Constantine, you were big in the product development end of everything that Bob was doing at Constantine. And now you've come over to the Millikan side after taking, I guess, a little bit of a break from the flooring industry. And so tell us what you've been doing in the interim.
Well, I formed Manor, and it was a design strategy consulting firm, and still developed some collections for Constantine kind of on a one-off basis as a consultant. And then as Millikan acquired Constantine, started doing product development that combined the technologies that Constantine has always used.
So I find it interesting. Here we are on the 11th floor in y'all's normal space. I'm up here to interview you because you've won the Best of NeoCon Silver in the Resilient category. Constantine was in Resilient. Millikan's not really known for it, but you've got a product that you won this award for, and it's got a really neat story. Talk a little bit about it.
Sure. We are very, very excited about this. It's a collaboration with Spinnybeck, and it made perfect sense to work with them on this because they are the premier North American leather supplier to the A&D community, and we are one of the first companies that had modular tile and also one of the first companies to develop a cushion back. So it made perfect sense to try to upcycle the end of both of our manufacturing processes into a new, very innovative environmental product. So the front face of the product, which is called the Renacita Collection, it's featuring two textures, Buffalo and Castoro. The front face is 85% post-industrial recycled content leather with 15% natural rubber, making it resilient. So that's their process. And then the back face is actually 90% post-consumer reclaimed recycled nylon 6/6 carpet that has been plucked and ground down and air laid into a felt that is a cushion back that's on the back of the product. The backing is 90% post-consumer carpet, and the overall composite, when you look at that, is 78%. So we're getting into a very, very high overall recycled content percentage, and taking what formerly was either landfill material or waste from a manufacturing process and really giving it a whole new life as a luxurious leather product.
How did this collaboration with Spinnybeck, how was it formed?
You know, like all good ideas, it was over a glass of wine. The Spinnybeck rep in Atlanta, Beth McGrew, and I were talking about ways that we could work together, and the idea of finding something unique to do with this recycled leather material and getting the distribution and the knowledge that Millikan has for backing and for tile, trying to get that out on a larger scale, and then the idea of doing something that would be such a great upcycling story from both partners and just bringing something completely new to the table.
That's really neat. You've got it here in the center of your space, and it comes in several different colors, doesn't it?
It does. It's 28 colors, two textures. We developed two different embosses that mimic very luxurious leathers. One is water buffalo, the other is beaver. And on top of that, there's a polyurethane finish, so it's a very durable, water-resistant finish, performs amazingly. And at the tannery, the leather guys actually hand tip or hand rub a finish on top of that to give it sort of a patina and depth. And within the line, there are 28 colors. There's a lot of great, really rich, warm neutrals, cool neutrals, and some really bold colors. It's 50 centimeter tiles to coordinate with our soft surface offering. With the cushion back, it's also a seamless transition to soft surface. You can specify it without the cushion back. It's a 3 millimeter thick material that you could then transition down to a hard surface, to a hardwood floor, easier.
And on the install, it's a direct adhesive installation?
It comes with traction back, which is a pressure sensitive, so you can pick them up and move them. Very much ease of installation, do it yourself. That was one of the things that was very beneficial about doing this, is in creating the cushion backing, the same installers that install modular carpet tile can now install this. There are virgin leather tiles that are on the market. They're in the price point of $30 to $40 a square foot, and the installation is usually very similar to that. So at the end of the day, it's a $60 to $80 a square foot price point. And so what we've done this is the rare occasion where recycling something actually makes the product more affordable and accessible. This is an $8 to $10 a square foot price point with the backing, and then the same installers that install modular carpet.
What a neat story. So real quick, I know you've got a whole lot of new products here, but just to hit one or two other items that designers are excited to see here at Millikan, why don't you touch on a couple of other items?
Sure. Well, also expanding on what types of materials we can broaden our horizon to using. We have the ISOS collection, which is 100% wool tile, fitting a gap of something that exists but not so much commercially and not at an affordable price point. It is a loop and tip shear, very, very dense construction, which makes it great for seaming. Beautiful, very graphic, simple graphic form that is a color group that in one installation has a lot of range, so it has a really refined, rich look. It also has three pattern scales and very much about purity of form and showcasing the wool texture and showcasing what only print technology can do. So it has a tip-to-tip diagonal, which, you know, is something unique to printing, and then the color range, the subtle color range that occurs is also unique to printing.
Okay, great. Well, listen, Krista, I'm glad you came back to the flooring business. It looks like you're already making a big impact at Millikan. And again, I should mention, Millikan's showroom here has a lot more blue in it than it had before, and you're rolling out your new identity with the new Millikan Script logo, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're very excited to showcase this. Although I'm probably not the best person to speak to the logo design, it's based on Roger Millikan's signature. It's also kind of a personal quality stamp that we like our customers to feel that we put on everything that we do. I think it also shows a new level of playfulness and showcases the innovative nature of where the company is going. So kind of captures a lot of different things in that one statement. We've also been told, which I think is really fun, that it kind of looks like a fiber, which makes it a little fun for a flooring company. So there's a lot of great things about it.
Great. Good to talk to you. We've been talking to Krista Bledsoe, who is Global Creative Director of Floor Covering for Millikan, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.